The following is an audio podcast from the Korea Society, celebrating over 50 years of promoting greater awareness, understanding, and cooperation between the people of the United States and Korea. For more information on our programs, please visit our website at www.koreasociety.org. This podcast is brought to you through the generous financial support of the Tongyang Group. In the areas of financial services and manufacturing, the companies of the Tongyang Group harness the passion and creativity of 12,000 employees worldwide to better serve their clients. The Tongyang Group, a global partner for Korean business.
This November and December, the Korea Society is screening episodes from Korean Ghost Stories, KBS's popular and long-running television series. Known in Korea as Hometown of Legend, the series has thrilled Korean audiences with tales of the supernatural since it began airing in 1977. Often drawn from ancient folklore, these tales of tortured ghosts and supernatural curses have a uniquely Korean feel, and as such, provide a look into how Korean culture views issues of justice, revenge, and the role of women in a Confucian society. As part of our screening program, Yoon Hee-cho, Senior Program Officer for Film, prepared questions for Lee Min-hung, who directed several episodes of Korean Ghost Stories, including The Reincarnated Princess, which will be screened at the Korea Society on Thursday, December 17th. Director Lee discusses the popularity of the series, as well as what sets it apart from other Asian horror films and TV.
Korean Ghost Stories premiered in 1977 and has been a staple of Korean television for over 30 years. Why do Koreans love it so much?
There are many reasons. One of them is that although trends, conventions, and customs change over time, there's one particular aspect that does not change with time, which is the tradition of Korean storytelling, meaning the narrative. In light of contemporary production, there's been a rapid mechanical development in aspects of CG, sound, and camera technology that catch the attention of the audience with engaging mise-en-scène. The most important element in Korean ghost stories, however, is the storytelling. Of course, other TV dramas, genres, whatnot, all strive for effective storytelling. But the reason why Korean ghost stories has maintained its popularity for over 30 years is that in the stories, they're reminiscent of those oral narratives we heard from our grandparents in our childhood memories. The soul and spirit of our ancestors are embedded within the stories, as well as cultural elements. The most prominent reason why Korean ghost stories has maintained its longevity is that instead of focusing on stylistic elements, it maintained its core in the storytelling that exudes the traditional sense of our ancestors and culture. While I was directing, I was surprised to learn that despite its estimated main audience of middle-aged viewers, the program was also loved by elementary school-aged children. From this, I think the traditional Korean stories and the sentiments embedded there will always provide inspiration and transcend temporal differences. And I expect that these stories are the secret to maintaining the program's popularity for 30 and even 40 years.
Being on the air for 30 years is a long time for any show. What changes have you seen developing the show? In its stories, characters, and style, does who directs the series today has been influenced by a lot of films and shows, like Hollywood slasher movies and Japanese horror films like Ring, that were not around when Korean ghost stories first time aired. How have this and other influences shaped your directing style?
There were substantial influences, as well as chosen elements in Korean ghost stories. From a narrative perspective, instead of following the traditional chronological storytelling methods, there are changes in the fluidity of the story, meaning that the order of events doesn't necessarily go from start to finish. From a stylistic perspective, the influences are evidenced more clearly. For example, the mise-en-scène are often decorated with contemporary codes rather than traditional or ancient codes seen in earlier versions of the series. There were also changes in the characters, in that new personalities were introduced, rather than reiterating the traditional characters. These characters include personalities such as psychopaths, or even comic relief figures that were not usually included in Korean ghost stories. Also, there were changes in music that instead of only pursuing traditional Korean music, there were efforts to use more contemporary sounds like New Age and other crossover sounds. Even in other details such as costume, we didn't limit ourselves to portraying only traditional Korean culture, but embrace changes universally. In recent productions of Korean ghost stories with its younger generation of directors, there were vast stylistic shifts, which were the result of accommodating external influences and trying to create something original.
What sets the Korean ghost stories apart from other Korean horror dramas?
There were two distinctive differences. One of them is the variety of material presented. While older productions of Korean ghost stories remained faithful to the narrative and the conventional storyline, more recent productions exhibit more variety in subject matter. Although there are traditional stories like the Nine-Tailed Fox, there are also new subject matters, including gisaeng stories and comic inclusions. The other important element is the visual appearance of the production, in which the focus is on computer graphics, or CG. 10 years ago, Korean ghost stories productions used analog methods. As the series entered into the new millennium, the production started to incorporate CG as an important visual element that makes it possible to realize certain imagery that was not a possibility for past productions. As you may be aware, CG does not only consist of great ideas, but also requires time and financial resources to realize those great ideas, which is why we were not able to utilize CG effects to their fullest potential. Nevertheless, there are evident traces of effort to transcend the boundaries of analog methods, which is a big distinction between older and newer productions of Korean ghost stories.
In the folk tales and traditional stories make a Korean ghost stories, women have a very low status. They've been treated really badly. Korean society has made a lot of progress in gender equality since the days when these stories were first told. How do you go by showing contemporary Koreans what life was like for women back then? Do you adapt the stories to reflect modern realities?
That was one of the issues I pondered for a while. As you may be aware, there's a Ministry of Gender Equality in the South Korean government, which is something that would have been unthinkable in ancient Korean society, as you see in Reincarnated Princess. The currents of contemporary culture advocate gender equality and rights, as evidenced by the existence of the Ministry of Gender Equality. And there may even come a day when women occupy the authority in society. But the historical context behind Reincarnated Princess testifies that during those times, 50,000 women returned to Korea and 20,000 of them committed suicide, which shows how oppressive the culture would have been for women during that era. While shooting Reincarnated Princess, I ran into various obstacles because of the morality of contemporary culture, and the morality of women during past eras just differed tremendously. However, the facts are the facts. If I had presented the story by accommodating modern ideas about women, the truth about the oppressed women of the past would have been unjustly buried. Thus, although current society may not see a relevant picture of itself in Reincarnated Princess, my attempt was to capture the essence of what women were like and what their spirit was during that era. I did not try to disguise the fact that these women did suffer under the conditions of the Joseon era, and the rights of women were ignored at that time.
Many in our audience tonight have never seen Korean ghost stories before and are not familiar with Korean horror in general. As a director, what would you like to say to them about your work and about the genre?
You have probably become accustomed to mega-budget blockbuster Hollywood productions with mind-blowing CGs, spectacular imagery, and sophisticated storylines. Korean Ghost Stories, on the other hand, is a humble production with a humble storyline. It's vital that you hold an open mind to the unfamiliar, and yet heartwarming Korean sentiments that derive from things like passiveness, sacrifice, and oppression that are probably not prized attributes in Western culture. It's my hope that you would be engaged in identifying distinctions between your culture, such as the architecture and costumes, and that of Korea, and just enjoy the screen for what it is, a humble production of a humble story filled with Eastern sentiments and cultural codes.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Korea Society, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from the Korea Society. If you enjoyed it, please consider becoming a member. Visit www.koreasociety.org for more information about memberships and to learn more about the programs available at the Korea Society.